I read in a paper from New Zealand a very interesting and thrilling thing. The headline said, "Woman opens her eyes." The article went on to say that a woman blind for 40 years one morning got up and opened her eyes and saw her son standing in the back garden. She had been opening her eyes every morning since she was born, but she was born blind. She had never seen anything, but this morning she opened her eyes. The one word stuck with me. It thrilled me. She opened her eyes. And I saw the differentiation between spirit and matter. You can say peace, peace, and there is no peace at all. You can say open your eyes and nothing takes place at all. And then you can say peace and a raging torrent subsides. This immediately leads you right back into the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is so terrific that no human mind can grasp it with the wisdom of the ancestors. He has to have proof first. But in the revelation of Jesus Christ, the signs follow. They do not precede. And as soon as you get over looking for results from what you call prayer, the results will take care of themselves. So I read that the woman opened her eyes, and the word open burst in upon me. And I thought, what did she do when she opened her eyes? She did exactly the same thing the man did that had been sitting for 40 years in his wretched condition outside of the temple. It's beautiful. She did the same thing. The word became spirit. Whether she recognized it at that instant or at some former time, I do not know. But somewhere along the line, she had touched that thing. And this morning, 40 years of blindness ended. The doctors were called in. They were hopeless in their ideas. They had no idea. They could not give any idea. They knew no reason whatsoever, because there is no reason for God. Reason is a human thing. It tries to found everything on the things that it can handle with its hands. So they said it was just a miracle. And again, I say to you, the miracle is the law of God. And when you see that the law of God is a natural thing in the universe of God, it isn't so surprising after all. But she opened her eyes. What did she do? What are you trying to do right now? As you sit listening to this thing, you are trying to open your eyes. But you have been opening the Pandora box of human beliefs, and all these things have come out to work evil and hardships in your life. It is because you are not still. You will not stop taking thought. You will not let go of the precious old human mind and open your eyes. She opened her eyes. I said she opened her eyes. I didn't say she opened her eyes. I said she opened her eyes. Can you see any difference? There was a great difference to her. This morning, she opened her eyes. Other mornings, she had just opened her eyes. The word without the spirit is dead. You see, you fool, do you not know that a seed falls in the ground and rots? That your desires that you have had will not come to pass until the shell of thought and human belief is cracked, until it has rotted away. The idea came to you from God. The urge came to you from God. The reason you prayed is because the thing was there for you, but you could not take it because you tried to take it. We are in a new day. There is a hearing of the word. There is a seeing of the eye. And so the woman opened her eyes. Can you hear me? I said she opened her eyes. I didn't say she opened them. I said she opened her eyes. You are told to speak the word. It doesn't do any good until you speak the word. As long as you are working with this human mind, this great thing, this great revelation given to us by Jesus Christ, cannot operate. We want to make it something mysterious. We want to make it something religious. We would like to take it into mysticism, whereby we could go to the high Himalayas and have a llama do some strange and fantastic things before an altar in a temple full of incense. It is all beautiful. It is all interesting. But it is not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is outdoors, in the gutter, in hell, anywhere, because he is everywhere. And the moment you make your contact, the moment you make your recognition, it begins to operate in a way of its own. It brushes aside all the things that have been so necessary to accomplish the thing. Can you hear me now? A little? Have you stopped working with this old human mind and relaxed to the point where you will let something happen? Before you ask, I will answer. The answer's already there. The only thing that keeps it away from you is you can't open your eyes. You're going to open them. You have to look and see and find out everything. And you can't do it. Who by taking thought? You can't do it that way. You can strain and you can learn 1,001 prayers and courses. But only the recognition will do it. Before you ask, can you hear that? I will answer, because that's why you're asking. But you don't know. It is necessary for you to get entirely out of the way. When man becomes entirely inactive, when you, like Jesus, can do nothing of yourself, then you will not try. But man hears all these beautiful laws, and he immediately tries to force them or make them do something. And he tries to what he calls demonstrate God. He is going to control its magnificence. He is going to make it prosper him. He cannot do it. It is total failure. And finally, he becomes an atheist. He said there is no God, and there is no God to him. But you, as you go out into the desert, especially of life, where there is nothing, where everything has failed, where all the things have gone wrong, you are beginning to hear at last. And there in the desert, there in the place of nothingness, you become one with this. And you do not look for a sign. You do not search for anything. You make the recognition. When you have recognized me, I will recognize you. You did not choose me, I chose you. Then you have a right to ask for what? But I cannot answer you because you will not believe. You will not take it. You will not accept it. You will run it through the human thought pattern, and it will come out in a very ugly way. Can you hear me? My sheep hear my voice. I said hear, not here. I said hear. You can if you can, but you can't unless you can, and then you can. See, you're coming out from among them. You're being separate. This is what was given to the child, not in years, but the child, the mentality that could accept a thing without argument, without trying to prove it, without trying to do all sorts of funny stunts. If you believe only because you see, you are not going to get very much of anything in life. Believe is that which does not look for results. It is assumption right in the midst of hell. And the moment that assumption is made and it looks for nothing, it is changed. There is a subtle change. I seem to be speaking to you symbolically, but I have seen so much of this work out definitely and accurately, right into the flesh, where it has delivered, in no uncertain way, that which was asked for. Always from the standpoint of the utter impossible. My sheep, hear. Can you hear me? A little? Just a little? I begin to see the differentiation between Lord, Lord, and Lord. Are you beginning to sense something? That you, this funny little thing that has struggled so hard to be a success, suddenly become a hopeless success? If the power is flowing through you, how else could you be? What else could you be? And so the woman opened her eyes. I was so intrigued with it. I saw something taking place right before my eyes. I saw the difference in opening your eyes. And opening your eyes. I saw the whole thing resolved into one thing, that when you know of yourself you can do nothing, you will not try. You will let. If the whole universe were let into manifestation, as is recorded and as is so, why will you try to make something happen? But this brings to you a sense of integrity. It is not a supine waiting for something to happen. It means that you are ready on the qui vive. You are there at the point when it says go, like the runner at the tape. You are all relaxed. Integrity is so essential in the works of Jesus Christ. You must follow through. I will speak to you through many channels. I can speak to you through anything, if you can hear. But if you cannot hear, then you cannot hear. And no matter how I speak to you, what went ye out for to see? A man dressed in fine linen and purple? Are you still looking for a master? Are you still looking for a yogi or a swami or a great man filled with mysticism? Then you will be disappointed. You will begin to see. You will begin to understand that I speak to you through any channel, through any place. But this woman, way out there in the Pacific, she hadn't seen for 40 years. That covers your situation pretty well, doesn't it? Then she opened her eyes and she said she did nothing. That is in perfect accord with the teaching of Jesus Christ. He said, when you stop trying, I will express myself in you. Gradually, you are letting go. Now, at this instant, at this time, you are relaxing and letting all the old human thought vesture fall away from you. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. How could you be a new creature in this old worn-out body that you're scratched to pieces with 1,001 beliefs? Because when you go to the Father, when you go to that, you blend with the unborn thing. That which Jesus asked for when he said, glorify thou me with the glory I had with thee before the beginning of John Smith, before the beginning of Jesus. He said, before Abraham, he said, I go to the Father. Isn't it time that you gave a little attention to some of these things instead of wondering how you can find an affirmation or something, a prayer or something that will suddenly bring you a success into life? You are a success. You are a hopeless success. When the power of God is flowing through you, you do not need to be afraid of what man will do unto you or what man will say unto you. You are a hopeless success. Because the greed has been drained out of you. You let it flow in and out, just as you go in and come out. And just as you, suddenly, when you're not thinking about it, symbolically speaking, you open your eyes and something takes place that hasn't taken place for 40 years. It's interesting that this woman had a period of 40 years. It is like the 40 years in the desert, in the wilderness, some way or other. All this symbology begins to give, and you begin to see, and you begin to hear what the scriptures say under the temples, says unto you. To him that has shall be given. So unfair from the human standpoint. And it shall be taken away from he that hath not, because he has nothing to hold it with. But he that hath the Spirit of God within him shall be given whatsoever he asks. Whatsoever is quite a big order. It is bigger than anything you have dreamed about in the human mind. Do you believe? A little? Then you had better put the coal of fire on your lips, because nobody else does. You are told to tell no man. These are the precious secrets that are given to you. You are told to tell no man. You can show, because it will appear. Because suddenly, you too, after sitting in darkness for 40 years, will open your eyes. And you won't know how you did it any more than the woman knew how she did it, or any more than anybody knows how, or the beggar at the temple gate leaping through 40 years of misery and disease and filth. These are all pretty Bible stories to the human mind. He has been repeating them and repeating them. He does not believe them. He is thrilled with them the way a child is with the fairy tales. But you believe. In some degree, it says you only need as much as a grain of mustard to believe. But still, it sounds religious to most people. And they say, yes, I know, but that is all right. It means nothing to you. The woman opened her eyes. What are you going to do? What is sight? Where does it come from? From the eyeball? The perfect eyeballs of a dead man see nothing. So it must not be in the eyeball. Where is sight? What is sight? How does it come? It is simply one phase of this magnificent power that passes through the body. It passes through in every capacity. Just the same. The same thing it sees, hears. The same thing it hears, does everything else with perfect ease when it is let alone. The minute it is manhandled by human thought, it goes down until it vanishes entirely. But this woman that we are talking about, she opened her eyes. What did she do? I asked you before, what did she do? What did she do? She didn't try to do anything. She opened her eyes. But you're trying. You're going to work it out one way or the other. But you are learning many things within yourself today, because we are in the period of transition. Many, many things are taking place that have never appeared on the surface before. It is not to be cataclysmic. It is not to be something that is to upset all the principles. It is to be a steady, steady flow of power through you. You are the temple of the living God. What would a dead God be like? You are the temple. Now that takes away all this stupid personality and all this thing that has puffed up the ego and everything else. You are the temple. Can you hear me? Can you hear? Can you hear any of this at all? Can you open your eyes? Can you? Can you? Don't try. The assumption, the recognition, and the forgetting. The seed rots, the shell rots, the thoughts you have had, the prayers and everything else you have made to bring out something. You have prayed and begged and beseeched God to give you health and wondered why it did not come. It is because the very idea of life, the center of that thing, is wrapped about by your desires, which are so tough and so unbelieving that it cannot get into manifestation. Drop that into the ground and let it rot once. Let the desire rot, and the seed will come forth. He is pretty drastic in places. He said, you fool. Don't you know yet that you've got to let go of this personality and this human thing? That you've got to let go of your problem if you expect it to come out on any plane at all? Because I told you, when you ask, believe, period, and that's all there is. There isn't another thing to it. Follow me. Where are you going? I'm going to the Father. I'm not budging from where I stand in front of 5,000 problems. I am not running away from anything. I am not making excuses. Suddenly I stop everything. And I go to the Father. I go in and come out and find pastures. Find pastures. That's very interesting. Where there was a desert before. I am not demonstrating. I am being demonstrated by God. So the woman opened her eyes. What are you going to do? You're going to put the coal of fire on your lips and tell no man. Yes, the woman opened her eyes. Can you hear?